Welcome to the Contagion Live News Network. I'm Michaela Fleming, and this is your coronavirus update for Thursday, April 23rd. According to Johns Hopkins, there are now more than 2.6 million cases of COVID-19. The United States has documented more than 800,000 cases, and more than 4.1 million tests have been administered. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington has released updated forecasting on when individual states should open. Some states are already raring to go, but the model, which has been previously cited by the White House, indicates that no states should reopen before May. Montana has the best forecast according to the model, with an estimated date of May 1st. However, more than half of the states in the United States should remain closed through May 25th. According to the model. In other news, the results of a preprint published this week by investigators from the University of South Carolina, the University of Virginia, and the Columbia Veterans Affairs Healthcare System found no evidence that use of hydroxychloroquine with or without azithromycin reduced the risk of mechanical ventilation for patients with COVID-19. New guidance issued by the National Institutes of Health this week urges caution in the use of hydroxychloroquine, citing there is a lack of evidence that is required to make a recommendation for or against use of the agent. The guidelines do, however, recommend against the use of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. Check out a summary of both the preprint and the NIH guidelines on our website. For other stories relevant to COVID-19 and the latest infectious disease news, visit contagionlive.com. To track the spread of the pandemic in the United States and abroad, be sure to use the Contagion Outbreak Monitor. For the Contagion Live News Network, I'm Michaela Fleming. Thank you for tuning in.